of my close friends had babies yet, so I was really glad my hands worker was there to answer my questions during my pregnancy and even through the early growth of my daughter. I would recommend the hands program to all new parents.
Every parent needs a second pair of hands. The Powell County Health Department offers a parent support home visit program called Hands for Pregnant Women and for children up to age 3. If you're a new parent in Powell County, call 606-663-4360 and ask about the Hands program.
Your Stanton Tourism Temperature Check is coming up right about now.
It's currently 81 on the Pickup Country front porch.
Come see what's new at Exit 22. Visit explorestanton.com to learn more.
Good afternoon and welcome to Bluegrass Breakout here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM WSKV and on the web at listenlikealocal.com. My name is Angela. I'm going to be with you until 3 o'clock, spinning you all kinds of great music. It is Tuesday, so I'm going to be spinning some twofers. So you'll get two songs from either the same artist, the same band, or the same theme. So, will be an interesting ride. I am broadcasting live today from Irvin, Kentucky. Beautiful downtown. It was a great drive in. The hills are alive and beautiful with color, and really so happy to have warmer temperatures. Don't know about you. The current temperature, of course, Miss Chelsea just said was 81 degrees. The temperature check made possible by Stanton Tourism. You can find out more at explorestanton.com. But indeed, if you have a chance to come to Irvin anytime soon, I hope that you will and check things out. Of course, coming up really quickly is the Mountain Mushroom Festival. That is coming up not this weekend, but the following weekend. And they have released their full schedule of the events and the entertainment. And just to let you know what's happening, and they are going to be having on Saturday, April 27th, the festival hours of operation are 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., and the booths open at 9:30, or booths go, I guess, at 7. They're done at 7. Then 9:30 p.m., the grandstand closes. And they start things off on that Saturday with a pancake breakfast from 7 to 11 at the Masonic Lodge at 221 Broadway. And then the Fungus 5K, 2K Run Walk registration begins at 7:30 until 8:45 a.m., and the 2K begins at 8:30 a.m., the 5K at 9 a.m., and then awards are given at 10 a.m., and that's taking place at Broadway and Estill Avenue. The Twin City Cruisers Car Show starts at 9 a.m. and runs until 1 p.m. Registration, that's when they do the registration, is 9 to 1. Then the awards at 3 p.m., that'll be taking place on Main Street and Mack Street. And the Agate Gem Mineral and Fossil Show is from 9 to 6, and that is just up the street here at Central Office Gym, and they have the entire downstairs is completely full of all kinds of exhibits and folks with minerals and agate and jewelry and things for sale, a lot of really cool fossils. If you aren't into rocks, I don't know what to tell you, but if you are into rocks, you don't want to miss the Agate Gem Mineral and Fossil Show. Now, the only mistake I've made, and I've made it the last 2 years, is I didn't take enough money to purchase everything I found that I wanted, but I don't know if I could afford to buy everything that I wanted because there's just so much to see. Also going on at Court Street and Broadway at the Mushroom Tent at 9 a.m. The Mushroom Market opens. Now, this is your opportunity. If you're not from here, maybe it's your first time coming to the Mountain Mushroom Festival. It's your opportunity to buy morel mushrooms. And a lot of the locals go and gather them and have them there for sale. So that starts at 9 a.m. At 10 a.m. until noon, the cake decorating contest entry begins. At 10 a.m., morel cooking demonstrations will start. One is at 10 a.m. with Ian Feeback, and then at 11:30 with Melinda Barnett. At 12 noon, the cake decorating judging begins. Then from 12 noon until 1 is the mushroom cook-off entry. 12:30, cake decorating winners are announced. Then at 1, mushroom cook-off judging. And then more demonstrations at 1:30 of morel cooking. And the morel mushroom cook-off winners will be announced at 1:43 p.m. At 2 p.m., more morel cooking demonstrations. And then at 3 p.m., there's a seminar called Morel Hunting Secrets. At 4 p.m., the mushroom hunting contest winners and announcement and interviews will begin. Another morel cooking demonstration with one of my favorite foragers. She's known as the Appalachian Forager, Miss Whitney Johnson. She'll be doing that morel cooking demonstration at 4:30 p.m. And then at 7 p.m., the mushroom market closes. Again, the entertainment will still be going on at the grandstand. And then the parade begins at 1 p.m. And that's, I've got the lineup for that as far as the entertainment. I'll be going over that in a little bit. But first, let's get to some music. I wanted to start things off today with Cole Chaney. Had some bad news from him. He actually broke his hand. And this happened just last weekend. He says, right before our first song tonight, I fell off the back of the stage while trying to hand waters out to the band. He said, I figured my left hand was broke, but I wasn't certain. He said, if you hadn't showed up the way you did, I wouldn't have got through the first song, much less the entire show. And it got him through all 90 minutes. And yes, his hand was broken. And so he has had to postpone a lot of his dates and reschedule those. And he's hoping to be back better than ever. I understand he was going to have surgery, actually, to go on and repair that and put some pins in. So best wishes and prayers for a speedy recovery for Cole Chaney. Such an amazing young man and singer-songwriter. We're going to hear his songs Grind, and that's off his R Vinyl Sessions. And then we'll hear Another Day in the Life. Here is Kentuckian Cole Chaney.
After his days in the mines, carrying my sister, mother, and me on shoulders made of grinding and lime, 16-hour midnight turn, foreman on the floor. And at me, we'd rest easy when we heard him walk back through the screen door. She'd bed down on her quills. She'd fix him up with whatever crumbs and a Bible verse stuffed in his lunch pail. He took every shift that he could wrap his hands around. 'Cause his way to keep the wolves away was to cut their tongues out before they howl. Grind until the end of your days, like somebody's coming to take it away. Don't waste your precious time, don't sit around, don't wait to die. Grind until the end of your life, lay it all out, leave nothing behind. Rest not too easy in bed, there'll be time for sleeping when you're dead.
somebody's coming to take it away. Don't waste your precious time. Don't sit around. Don't wait to die. Grind till the end of your life. Lay it all out. Leave nothing behind. Rest not too easy in bed. There'll be time for sleeping when you're dead.
Cheney. And you are listening to Bluegrass Breakout, and we are going to take a stop and hear from our sponsors. Also going to hear from Metagreen Appalachian Music Park. They've got a show coming up this Saturday, and it is their final show of this season. And Fenced In is their lead band that is going to be appearing this weekend. And so we're going to follow up that spot, telling you the details about that show with a couple of songs by Fenced In. We're going to hear Jacob's Vision and Three Rusty Nails. But first, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Progressive asks, what do a slow Friday night, bored teenage boys,
I'm bored,
a pack of fireworks,
this is going to be awesome,
and a teetering branch suspended over your car have in common?
Look out!
They can quickly wreak havoc on your slow Friday night.
Uh-oh.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Injury, illness, COVID, substance use, or mental health concerns. There are many reasons Kentuckians leave their jobs. Retain Kentucky can help. Visit kyretain.org or call 859-562-3251 to learn about services, resources, and research to help Kentucky workers stay at work or return to work. Retain Kentucky is funded under a grant award by the U.S. Department of Labor and the Social Security Administration. Visit kyretain.org.
The time is 1:20. From checkups to diagnostic and emergency care, think Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital.
Don't miss the final show of this season at Metagreen Appalachian Music Park. This Saturday, April 20th, they welcome Fenced In. Also, the Mountain Echoes. Tickets are $20. Reserve yours now at metagreenmusicpark.com or call 606-945-5999. Metagreen Appalachian Music Park is located at 303 Bluegrass Lane in Clay City, and they're Central Kentucky's home of live bluegrass music.
Hallelujah to Jesus, who died on the tree to raise up this ladder of mercy for me.
Raise 2,000 years ago, you sent your son. You wanted us to understand that whoever soul would believe would be safe in his hands, with three rusty nails and an old dogwood tree. The sacrifice was made for you and me. We were afraid to say that he was the one. What have we done to your son? Oh, how it hurts when someone laughs at you. The words can cut you like a knife. Just think of all the shame we put him through. I guess he gave more than his life. With three rusty nails and an old dogwood tree, sacrifice was made for you and me. We were afraid to say that he was the one. What have we done to your son? Well, we know not what we do, and we know not what we say. We'll never know the price he paid to take our sins away. With three rusty nails and an old dogwood tree.
Tetelestai, it is finished.
Sierra Farrell with I Could Drive You Crazy. That's off her Trail of Flowers album. It's just released, and we're going to hear another tune off of that one by her called Money Train. Here she is.
Wasn't built for rain. And when it came to loving, his heart was on the fence. She gave it all for nothing, hasn't seen him since. She thought he was a man, but he's just a boy, it seems. Afraid to face tomorrow, he's living in his dreams. Although he seemed to care, he wasn't really there. His heart was on the train, he wasn't built for rain. She thought she understood him like no one else could do. But now he's gone and left her, her happy times are through. She tried to build a shelter to save him from the storm. Her love was like a fire. Wasn't built for rain out on the Texas plains. He couldn't rope or ride, never slept outside. Although he seemed to care, he wasn't really there. His heart was on the train, he wasn't built for rain. He wasn't built for rain.
Caring for you and your family, Mercy Primary Care Irvine is here for you and your family throughout every stage of your life. From infants to the elderly, we care for all ages. And we're right here in Estill County, so we're ready when you need us. Our services include well baby and well child visits, vaccines, back to school, camp and sports physicals, and allergy shots. Mercy Primary Care in Irvine offers compassionate care with even better convenience. We fit your schedule with same day appointments and extended hours. To schedule an appointment, call today at 606-723-7771. Mercy Primary Care in Irvine, 606-723-7771. Affiliated with Markham and Wallace Memorial Hospital. Here for you and your family.
Psst, hey, check out ExploreStanton.com. And we'll check out the temperature.
The temperature is currently 82 degrees.
Follow Stanton Tourism on your favorite social media platform at Explore Stanton.
This weather report brought to you by Patrick's Collision in Clay City.
Pickup Country Weather.
And I'm meteorologist Tim Drawbridge. Partly sunny, a bit humid at times this afternoon. A pop-up shower or thundershower and a high between 82 and 87. Becoming mostly cloudy tonight, the risk of a shower and a low down into the mid-60s. Partly sunny, breezy for tomorrow, scattered showers and a few thundershowers, highs of 76 to 81. Partly cloudy Thursday, highs mid-70s. Mostly cloudy, showers, perhaps a thunderstorm on Friday, highs mid-60s. This has been a check of your pickup country weather forecast on WSKV 104.9 FM and on the web at listenlikeatlocal.com.
When this happens, all you need to know is Patrick's Collision Center in Clay City. The experts at Patrick's offer precision paint and body repair, and they do computer estimating, which is accurate, fast, and free. Patrick's will straighten that bent frame and do full shop service to exacting standards, using only top-of-the-line paint and replacement parts. They custom mix your paint for that exact color match, and all work is guaranteed. Auto, pickup, SUV, foreign or domestic, get it back on track at Patrick's Collision Center, 508 Frames Branch Road in Clay City. Call them at 606-663-2547.
The Powell County Public Library has a Lego Club for ages 7 to 12 years old that will meet April 18th at 4 p.m. to create cool stuff with Legos. That's the Lego Club, April 18th at 4 p.m. at the Powell County Public Library.
If you live in Powell or its neighboring counties, your hometown station, WSKV 104.9 FM, is your local resource for important notifications, advisories, and alerts. From water and traffic issues to severe weather warnings, WSKV, with the help of emergency management and local agencies, will keep you informed when it matters the most. Thank you for listening to Pickup Country 104.9 FM.
And you are listening to Bluegrass Breakout, and we've been talking a little bit here about what's coming up next weekend. It is called the Mountain Mushroom Festival, and it takes place right here in downtown Irvin. Super excited. It is one of my favorite festivals that we participate in, and it does kick off official festival season here. So do welcome you to come and check it out if you haven't before. If you've been before, come back again, because it just seems to get bigger and more amazing every year. And they have released their grandstand stage schedule for this year, and they have as their headliner Aaron Boyd. We're going to hear a couple of songs from him here in just a little bit. Also, Sarah Beth Terry, she comes up before him. But their music starts out, it looks like, at 10 a.m. with the West Irvin Elementary Cheerleaders and Winter Guard. At 10:20, Sheila Neese and Austin Neese will take the stage. At 11 o'clock, 3 Cent Nickel. At 12 p.m., Luna and the Mountain Jets. At 12:45 to 2 p.m., the parade will be taking place. And then at 2 p.m., the Kentucky Bluegrass Cloggers. At 3 p.m., Gino Seal, who, of course, is a Grammy-nominated songwriter from right here in Estill County. And then at 4 p.m., Laid Back Country Picker, he will return. He was here and put on a great show last year. At 5 p.m., Rockland Road will take the stage. And at 6:45, Sarah Beth Terry. 7:45, Aaron Boyd. And he will close out the performances, Aaron will. And that is for Saturday. I don't see anything about Sunday, but I do believe they've got a lot of things going on Sunday as well. But we have here on Bluegrass Breakout, next Tuesday, we have Sarah Beth Terry coming in to the studio with us again and sharing her music, and looking forward to that. So join us for that. We're going to hear a couple of songs from Sarah Beth. The first is called Green Side of the Ground, and then we'll hear Messing with the Devil. Here she is, Sarah Beth Terry.
Life ain't pretty, it can get real shifty, especially when the shoe's about to drop. Love your neighbor and try not to hate her, and if you do, I wish you'd stop. 'Cause I ain't losing no more sleep over what you don't agree with. In the long run, it don't matter anyway. 'Cause today when I woke up, I took a breath and filled my cup with another dose of give 'em hell. And tell those folks that I wish 'em well, but I've got oh so and I need to paint this town, and gonna let the devil get me down. Not while I'm still on the green side of the ground. Staunch tradition has lost my attention, I can't keep giving dance when I don't care. You do your thing and I'll do my thing, and we're bound to meet in the middle out there somewhere. I take my chances, place my bets, and try to live with no regrets. The worry has me walking floors at night. So today when I woke up, I took a breath and filled my cup with another dose of giving hope. And tell those folks that I wish them well, but I've got oats to sow and I need to paint this town. Ain't gonna let the devil get me down. Not while I'm still on the green side of the grass. Sometimes I fall short, I guess, but it's nobody else's life but mine. So today when I woke up, I took a breath and filled my cup with another dose of giving me. To those folks that I wish them well, but I've got oats to sow and I need to paint this town. Ain't gonna let the devil get me down. Not while I'm still on the green side of the ground. The green side of the ground.
Told it's way overdue. Lace up my boots, hit the ground running. Poor Satan figures out I'm up to something. Going around playing with fire, knowing damn well someone's gonna get burned. Hell, I ain't got no fury like a woman on a mission when the lesson needs learned. The war won't end and the dust won't settle long as I keep on messing with the devil. Suit up, choose your armor, pick your poison and stake your claim. No sense going out looking, he'll show up if you speak his name. No way around, you gotta go through. Gonna stand my ground, cause somebody's gotta do it. Going around playing with fire, knowing damn well someone's gonna get burned. Hell, I ain't got no fury like a woman on a mission when the lesson needs learned. War won't end and the dust won't settle long as I keep on messing with the devil. Keep on messing with the devil.
Pastor Craig Centers invites everyone to their revival with Prophet DeMichael Knowles, April 14th through April 17th. Sunday, services are at 10 a.m. and at 6 p.m. Monday through Wednesday, services begin at 7 p.m. nightly. The House of Prayer is located in Wolf County, Route 746 from Campton at 8-mile marker. That's a revival at the House of Prayer. This announcement on the church bulletin board is made possible by Mercy Health Markham and Wallace Hospital.
If you're a business owner or an organization interested in sponsoring Bluegrass Breakout, email me at angela@wskvfm.com or call 606-663-2811.
Long down a highway, different winds. Lord only knows when I'll see you again. You're about as close as the stars up above. You're my long distance love. Kentucky bluebird. Try and touch you, yeah, you fly away. Blues just a feeling, learning so well. Turning on TV at another hotel. Turn down volume. Stare at the wall. God, I wish you would call. Kentucky bluebird, I heard your song today. When I try touch you, you fly away.
can't sing about my dreams. They're all tearing at the seams. Such a long time, I must admit. If I said what I wanted to say, they'd probably lock me away behind those four walls. A lifetime I'd sit. So Lord, take me willing. This devil's been dealing me a bad hand. Flush I'll never hold. If I don't make it through tomorrow, leaving all this earthly sorrow, I'll lay down my hand and I'll fold. Yes, I'll lay down my hand and I'll fold. For a long time, I've sat and I've wondered how the bad times seem to outweigh the best. For a lifetime, I've thought and I've pondered all this whiskey. Take all the rest. So Lord, take me willing. The devil's been dealing me a bad hand. A high card I'll never hold. If I don't make it through tomorrow, leaving all this earthly sorrow, I'll lay down my hand and I'll fold. Yes, I'll lay down my hand and I'll fold.
Little Aaron Boyd for you there. We heard Earthly Sorrow, and before that, Kentucky Bluebird. And he will be taking over the stage at the Mountain Mushroom Festival on Saturday night. He is your headliner, taking the stage at 7:45. You are listening to Bluegrass Breakout. Going to take a... we're not going to take a break. We're going to jump right in to the next segment. You are listening to Bluegrass Breakout here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM. And up next, we are going to hear from a group that I often forget about as being somewhat local. They are from the Cincinnati area. They're called My Brother's Keeper. And we're going to hear a couple of tunes off of their latest album that's titled Field Guide. It's actually one that was released in 2023. And first up, we're going to hear a song where they pair up with the Wallace Sisters. And it is a song called Salvation Mountain, and we'll follow that up with That's My God. Here is My Brother's Keeper.
I'll show you Salvation Mountain. I'm safe from the war. I know I'm forever in your care. So I'm gonna speak with the Navajo people and teach the world the sinner's prayer. And I'll show you Salvation Mountain. I'll show you God is love. Somewhere in the California desert, Salvation Mountain is rising high above. With faith in my bare hands, just up from the Salton Sea. And with adobe bricks and painted up Jeep Cherokees, my Jesus, my mountain, and me. And I'll show you Salvation Mountain. And I'll show you God. Salvation Mountain is rising high above. Is rising high above. Salvation Mountain is rising high above. Salvation Mountain is rising high above. Strikes the day and the blessed go to sleep, and the prowlers in the night bearing claws start to creep. When the lost need be found in their sorrows do weep,
there's a voice
that comes calling,
that comes calling
down the mountain.
Through the prairie, if you listen,
you can hear it.
That's my God.
Of confusion, drowning in harmful waters, and to thee we are all sons, and to thee we are all daughters. If you feel like a lamb being led to the slaughter,
there's a hand
that comes reaching,
to the way. To the weary, let it guide you.
He will keep you.
That's my God.
There's a voice
that comes calling,
down the
mountains,
through the prairies. If you live,
you can hear it.
That's my God.
This is the Kentucky News Network.
U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson is facing growing opposition from conservatives in his conference. Kentucky Republican Thomas Massey told lawmakers in a closed-door meeting today that he will back the motion to vacate that was introduced by Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene last month. Massey's decision came less than 24 hours after Johnson unveiled the outline of a plan to move foreign aid through the House, which includes voting on three separate bills to send assistance to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Johnson's bill, however, did not include border security provisions. Massey has now called on Johnson to resign. The man accused of killing a Scott County deputy has now pled guilty to multiple other charges. Stephen Shangshang on Monday pled guilty to burglary and being a persistent felony offender. Shangshang is also accused of shooting and killing Deputy Caleb Conley during a traffic stop last May, in addition to facing several other charges in Scott, Fayette, and Bourbon counties. 1 year after a baby was found dead in northern Kentucky, charges are now being filed in connection with the newborn's death. Kimberly Shepherd has been charged with concealing the birth, abuse of a corpse, and incest, while Alan Newkirk has also been charged with incest and Billy Shepherd with abuse of a corpse. It was March of last year when a newborn was found not breathing under a blanket in a vacant home in Falmouth. Shepherd had gone to Harrison Memorial Hospital claiming to have suffered a miscarriage, but suspecting otherwise, the staff in the ER contacted police. Dr. Robbie Fletcher is officially the new Kentucky Education Commissioner after the Board of Education selected him and the Senate approved his nomination. Fletcher has been the superintendent at Lawrence County since 2014. He takes over the new role on July 1st. I'm Rick Uccino.
This is the Kentucky News Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. That's 800-659-7540.
Mercy Medical Clinic of Powell County, a service of Markham and Wallace Memorial Hospital, is personal primary care for you and your family. Receive the best care from highly trained physician Dr. Julie Kennan and family nurse practitioners Sandra McCoy and Ashley Short right here in your community. Mercy Medical Clinic of Powell County, located on Irvin Road in Clay City, is convenient primary care with same-day appointments. Call 663-2153 to schedule your appointment today. New patients are being accepted. Trust Mercy Medical Clinic of Powell County, caring for you closer to home.
Stanton Tourism invites you to Mountain Parkway, exit 22. Check the temperature with us.
Currently, it's 84 degrees.
Explore Stanton, the gateway to the gorge. Learn more at explorestanton.com.
None of my close friends had babies yet, so I was really glad my hands worker was there to answer my questions during my pregnancy and even through the early growth of my daughter. I would recommend the hands program to all new parents.
Every parent needs a second pair of hands. The Powell County Health Department offers a parent support home visit program called HANDS for pregnant women and for children up to age 3. If you're a new parent in Powell County, call 606-663-4360 and ask about the HANDS program. Kentucky proud, Appalachian proud. I am Eastern Kentucky, and you are listening like a local to Bluegrass Breakout on Pickup Country 104.9 FM.
Oh, how wreckers roll, he pulled me far from shore. Long sir. Help keep me from losing my
It's so easy to drown in our dreams. Oh, and everything's not what it seems. This life is but a dream. Shattered illusions hold your spirit down. Open up your heart and you find love all around. Oh, breathing and moving. Oh, healing and soothing.
Month at the Powell County Public Library, Storytime for Babies and Toddlers up to 3 years old happens every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Storytime for Pre-K is at 11:30 a.m. also every Wednesday for the month of April.
Progressive asks, what do a late night pizza craving?
Pizza place.
Can I get one large pepperoni pizza?
A newly licensed teen delivery driver. A guaranteed delivery time or its free offer. And your front fence have in common?
Uh-oh.
It's my fence!
They can turn your stomach upside down in under 30 minutes.
I'm still getting a tip, right?
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Thanks so much for tuning in and hanging out with me on this Tuesday for Bluegrass Breakout. And it is a twofer Tuesday. I am spinning a few twofers for you. And up next, we are going to hear from East Kentucky storyteller Larry Cordell. A couple of tunes from him. First up, we're going to hear his latest single. It's titled, How Could I Love Her So Much? And we'll follow that up with a song titled, November Wind. Here is Larry Cordell.
Darkness, I saw him alone at the bar. So I went over to him, said, you may not know me, but I sure do know who you are. Don't worry, my anger was spent long ago, and only the memory remains. But Lord, how I suffered, sometimes I still wonder, and maybe now you can explain. Tell me, how could I love her so much and then lose her so quickly to someone like you? How did you know how to hold her and please her? How did you know what to do? After all of this time, I've been learning to love her and be what she needed me to. Tell me, how could I love her so much and then lose her so quickly? Someone like you. Some drifter stole her from me like I stole her from you. I guess no one can own her. Her heart's like a soldier of fortune. Her love's like the wind. Still all I can think of is finding her new love and asking this question of him. Tell me, how could I love her so much and then lose her so quickly to someone like you? Did you know how to hold her and please her? How did you know what to do? After all of the time I spent learning to love her and be what she needed me to. Tell me, how could I love her so much and then lose her so quickly to someone like you? Tell me, how could I love her so much and then lose her so quickly? Someone like you. This November wind is whistling, and Lord, it's freezing cold. The last 20 cars have passed me on this old lonesome road. I've got some friends in Whitesburg. If I can get that far tonight, I can get warm by the fire. But it won't get you off my mind. We both knew that it was coming, and I tried hard as I could to resurrect the memories of when our love was good. But tonight when it was over, I I finally realized your heart is really colder than this November wind tonight. Your shoulder is colder than the one I'm walking on, and the love that used to smolder is now just dead and gone. What I need is warmer weather, but tonight, this old November wind is cold and blue. Chill moved in, and I lost my best friend. I hate this bitter cold November wind. Your shoulder is colder than the one I'm walking on, and the love that used to smoke is warmer weather and someone to love me true. But tonight, this old November wind is cold and blue.
Hey everybody, you are tuned in to a small clip of The Local Lens, and in this little clip, you're going to be able to learn a lot about opioids.
All right, my name is Rebecca Stone. I'm a forensic scientist specialist too at the Kentucky State Police Central Forensic Laboratory.
So she is a chemist for the Kentucky State Police.
So we test all evidence pertaining to criminal cases.
So she knows exactly what substances people are using. Well, at least the ones people get arrested for.
How long have you been working here with the state?
I've been at the lab since 2014, so about 8 years.
Okay, so you've seen quite a bit of change firsthand.
A lot of change.
Yeah. All right.
I don't want to say the more normal drugs, but the ones people would more commonly recognize were basically what we were handling. So oxycodone, hydrocodone, heroin, cocaine, methamphetamine, things that people would probably readily recognize if you were to talk about, was what we were seeing. What was expected to be seeing. Then along about 2016, the first major change was we started seeing a substance called synthetic cannabinoids, which is substances that are structurally similar to delta-9 tetrahydrocannabinol, which is a psychoactive component of marijuana.
Mm-hmm. And cannabis, that's a part of the...
Yes.
Okay,
that's the part of marijuana that gets you high or provides that high. And so we started seeing all these synthetic cannabinoids come out, and they affect the brain in the same receptors, and they started coming out in just droves. I think there's over about 400 to 500 different substances in that classification alone. And we'd never seen them before. So we have this surge of designer drugs coming out, and we're trying to play catch up with them. Never seen them before. And then on the heels of that, fentanyl starts showing up. So up until about this point, we never saw even just fentanyl. If you did, it'd be a transdermal patch, like a medication form of it, but that was very rare. That wasn't a normal thing. But that was the first way we really started seeing it. Of course, now we're seeing it in an illicit form or a powdery substance that's not normal, but at the time, that's how we started seeing it. And it was just fentanyl. And then we started seeing heroin mixed with fentanyl. That was our first... starting to see it as a powder, as a solid, and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Then, in the midst of all these designer drugs, it just snowballed. And then we start seeing viral fentanyl, furanyl fentanyl, acetyl fentanyl, cyclopropyl fentanyl, and the list goes on.
We have a lot of science and chemistry talk in this episode, but the main point is that there is a lot of new stuff around us, and it's hard to understand. To find the whole episode, look us up on your favorite streaming platform, on YouTube, or on the Powell County Health Department website. This is The Local Lens. These are our people, using our voices, telling our stories, because no one sees it like we do.
Up next here on Bluegrass Breakout, we're going to hear a couple of different kind of twofers. We are going to hear two songs that talk about radio. And up first, we are going to hear from Allison Brown, Steve Martin, and Sam Bush, a song called Bluegrass Radio. And you'll hear Steve Martin singing the lead on that one. And then we'll hear from Sam Bush, a song called Radio John. That is off his album, Radio John, Songs of John Hartford. Here is Allison Brown featuring Steve Martin.
Oh, baby, you're so curious about the new songs I've been writing. Since I'm number one on Bluegrass Radio, you knew I was a writer, but you couldn't name a title that I wrote before I broke on Bluegrass Radio. Number three in California, five in Arizona, didn't seem to mean a thing to you. But I went number one in Texas, and now you fix me breakfast, because I am a hit on Bluegrass Radio. 50,000 watts of power, and they play me every hour. Paul McCartney, you can stand aside. But the bluegrass charts have picked me now. I headline hardly strictly. You can't escape my song on Bluegrass Radio. Number three in California, five in Arizona. Didn't seem to mean a thing to you. But I got number one in Texas, and now you fix me breakfast, because I am a hit on Bluegrass Radio. Curious about the new songs I've been writing. But now I'm number one on Bluegrass Radio. Could this one be another monster hit just like the other? Another number one on Bluegrass Radio. Number three in California, five in Arizona. They're just truck stops on the way to number one. Now that I'm a winner, I have Chick-fil-A for dinner. Don't you walk away, Renee. I'm number one on Bluegrass today. Yesterday I couldn't function. Now I'm playing on Bluegrass Junction. Let me straighten my toupee. I'm playing at my BMA. Since I'm number one on Bluegrass Radio, you can't escape my song on Bluegrass Radio.
The docks of the Mississippi Valley Bars line, stoking tall boats on those long hot days, getting half days off, sometimes with pay. Became a steamboat captain and wrote the song to Mark Twain, rolling down the river to New Orleans. Oh, I can hear
something coming up around the bend.
It's the Julia Bell Swain boys gleaming and steaming on in.
And it's Radio John standing at the helm with a wave and a smile and some yarn to tell. And a shuffle and a skittle. He wrote songs every day, Lord, he scratch and scribble, so the tunes that he wrote he could play on his own. Well, I went up the river, come away last Sunday night, with my fiddle and my banjo and my baby there to hold me tight. A banjo while he sang with rhythm like a piston on a railroad train. A Huckleberry Finn and airwaves hippie. Radio John is steamboat troubadour. Mississippi Sawyer like we never seen before. He spun those tunes to St. Louis, Illinois, they say. He played Lil Earl and Lester and some boys named Bray. You could hear it. Your television off and turn your radio on. It's Radio John. He danced and he played in the bars and the halls while he was tapping his shoes. We was having a ball. Now Radio John us all sing along, just a clapping and a stomping to every one of his songs. He can make us happy and sometimes make us cry. And looking back now, I wish we never had to say goodbye. It was 690 KSDL where he played those songs.
Stanton Tourism invites you to Mountain Parkway, Exit 22. Check the temperature with us.
Currently, it's 84 degrees.
Explore Stanton, the gateway to the gorge. Learn more at explorestanton.com.
Pickup Country Weather.
And I'm meteorologist Tim Drawbridge. Partly sunny, a bit humid at times this afternoon. A pop-up shower or thunder shower and a high between 82 and 87. Becoming mostly cloudy tonight, the risk of a shower and a low down into the mid-60s. Partly sunny, breezy for tomorrow. Scattered showers and a few thunder showers. Highs is 76 to 81. Partly cloudy Thursday, highs mid-70s. Mostly cloudy, showers, perhaps a thunderstorm on Friday. Highs mid-60s. This has been a check of your pickup country weather forecast on WSKV 104.9 FM and on the web at listenlikeatlocal.com.
If you live in Powell or its neighboring counties, your hometown station, WSKV 104.9 FM, is your local resource for important notifications, advisories, and alerts. From water and traffic issues to severe weather warnings, WSKV, with the help of emergency management and local agencies, will keep you informed when it matters the most. Thank you for listening to Pickup Country 104.9 FM. Don't miss the final show of this season at Metagreen Appalachian Music Park. This Saturday, April 20th, they welcome Fenced In. Also, The Mountain Echoes. Tickets are $20. Reserve yours now at metagreenmusicpark.com or call 606-945-5999. Metagreen Appalachian Music Park is located at 303 Bluegrass Lane in Clay City, and they're Central Kentucky's home of live bluegrass music. You are listening to Bluegrass Breakout here on Pickup Country, 104.9 FM WSKV, and on the web at listenlikealocal.com. Up next, we are going to hear a couple of tracks from Crandall Creek. And the first up is called Lazy Sunday. If you've ever enjoyed a Lazy Sunday, you know what that's all about. And then we're going to hear the title track off their latest album called Ain't Love Something. Here is Crandall Creek.
Clouds are rolling in, sun's gone again, looks like it's gonna rain. Third time this week, the creeks are getting deep, and puddles in the
storm all night. Put a fire in just forget the world outside.
Make a cup of hot tea, find a good book to read, then it's gonna storm all night.
Put a fire in the stove,
it's a lazy Sunday, just a lazy
pants, just about the speed of sound. He sure is sweet on Ruby, whose feet are firmly planted on the ground. He's known to get rowdy and loud. She's been the coal to his storm for a while now. She's the sugar to his spice, and it's made him twice as nice. They're the talk of the
Mark your calendar for the 32nd Annual Mountain Mushroom Festival, April 27th and 28th in beautiful downtown Irvin. This year's theme is Morel Magic, and both days are jam-packed with fun things to see and do. Booths and shows open up on Saturday at 9 a.m. and at 10 a.m. on Sunday. Don't miss the Grandstand Live performances, the Mushroom Market, the Mushroom Cooking Demonstrations, the Fungus 5K 2K, the Parade, the Kentucky Agate Gem Mineral and Fossil Show, and so much more. Stay tuned to Pickup Country for more Mushroom Festival information. Text the word MUSHROOM to 606-663-2811 or visit mountainmushroomfest.org for all the details. That's the 32nd Annual Mountain Mushroom Festival in Irvin, Kentucky, April 27th and 28th. Up next, we're going to hear from Blue Highway. And we're going to hear a couple of tracks from them. The first is titled The North Side, and then we'll follow that up with Soil and Soul. We love this band, Blue Highway.
It's the first place the snow's gonna lay, and the last place it's
gone bleak. It's made me tougher today than I ever thought I'd be. By the way a crow fits on a limb, I can tell when a storm's moving in. It's just something between me and him. I already feel the chill in the wind on the north side, where the blue snow flies on the north side. Frozen in time on the north side. Hot and crowded for me here. That old crow is waiting on me there on the north side. Frozen in time on the north side, where the blue snow flies on the north side.
Young and old, rich and poor, meek and bold. pale white horse he rides. Time is always on his side. Soul and soul, blood and tears, trial and toil, days and years. Everything life can hold between the soul and the soul.
Grace Pentecostal Ministries, located at 3251 Camargo Road in Mount Sterling, is currently having revival services at 7 p.m. nightly until further notice. Different preachers will be speaking each night, and everyone is invited to the revival going on at Grace Pentecostal Ministries in Mount Sterling. This announcement on the Church Bulletin Board made possible by Mercy Health Markham and Wallace Hospital.
And you are listening to Bluegrass Breakout. I've got another twofer lined up for you here. Up next, we're going to hear from a group called Woodbox Heroes. And I'm not sure that I've heard them prior to today, but really love their sound. I've grabbed a couple of their songs, the first called Cross the Line, and it is making an appearance on the Grassicana charts at bluegrasstoday.com. And then we're going to follow that up with another one by them called Cannonball. Here they are, Woodbox Heroes.
Old Chevy Big Block, fired up and running loud. I'm rolling through the hills like an Oklahoma funnel cloud. Hank Sr. in my speakers feels just like a scene streamed out in 1949. Just a few more miles till I cross the line. Oh, that woman, don't know what she did. Heart breaks, ground shakes, things change when goodbye hits. And her ghost is always loud as no one else around. The silence of the night. It's just a few more miles till I cross the line.
Finally found me. Oh, the night sky was a dancing with the ashes and the cinders. Oh, the dawn found my white flag waving. There was no surrender. Sometimes love is an unexpected treason, the kind that leaves you bleeding when you fall.
If you're on Facebook, follow the official Bluegrass Breakout page and stay up to date on special guests, new music releases, and upcoming giveaways. You don't want to miss any of the Bluegrass fun. Thanks so much for tuning in and hanging out with me here in the Holler Hood for Bluegrass Breakout today. Really appreciate you. I'll be back with you tomorrow at 10 o'clock for buying, selling, swapping, and giving away on Tradio. And Bluegrass Breakout will return on Thursday at 1 o'clock. So join me again for some more Bluegrass Breakout fun. We are going to close out today with some Molly Tuttle, and we are going to hear off of her album, City of Gold, a couple of songs. The first will be Next Rodeo, and then we will close things out today with San Joaquin. You all be blessed. Have a great afternoon. Don't forget, I love y'all. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Here is Molly Tuttle.
Well, this ain't my first rodeo. Been staring down the barrel since I left home. Through the highs and lows and the hurts like hell. Still reaching for the ring on the carousel. I've been down this trail a time or two. Knocked out, fenced in, but I broke through. Life ain't fair and you can't fight it. So take it by the horns and ride it. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Gotta giddy up.
wanted man. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Gonna hitch my wagon to a shooting star. Say so long, it's been good to know ya. See you at the next rodeo. Yeah, whoa, whoa, whoa.
your Stanton Tourism temperature check is coming up right about now.
Currently, it's 85 on the Pickup Country front porch.
Come see what's new at Exit 22. Visit explorestanton.com to learn more.
This is the Kentucky News Network.
The man accused of killing a Scott County deputy has pleaded guilty in a different case.
Stephen Ching Sheng is accused of shooting Deputy Caleb Conley last year during a traffic stop. Prosecutors say yesterday he admitted to burglary in Kenton County. He faces 10 to 20 years in prison. Charges in Lexington and Scott County are still pending.
WKYT's Victor Puente in Lexington. Kentucky lawmakers have gone home with the completion of the 2024 General Assembly session. House and Senate members acted on some last-minute bills and resolutions before adjourning last night. The Senate approved the nomination of Dr. Robbie Fletcher as the new Kentucky Education Commissioner. Republican Senator Stephen West.
Commissioner Fletcher, soon to be, did a great job in the Senate Education Committee. We had a full Senate hearing. He answered numerous questions. I believe he may be the Mark Pope of Kentucky education.
Fletcher has been superintendent at Lawrence County since 2014. He will take over the role of commissioner on July 1st. The Safer Kentucky Act is now law after a signing by Secretary of State Michael Adams. Governor Beshear vetoed the bill, stating concerns over the criminalization of street camping. Legislation that did not advance in the General Assembly this session included a measure addressing